I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Based on Monday's very close vote in Iowa, Vermont supporters of Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton say they now expect the campaign will continue for months. And as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, both sides think they are well positioned to become the party's nominee.
With the Iowa caucuses now in the candidates' rearview mirror, the Democratic race will focus on next week's primary in New Hampshire. Then Nevada holds its caucuses on February 20th, and South Carolina has its primary election on February 27th. These events set the stage for Super Tuesday, March 1st, when Vermont and 11 other states go to the polls. Linda Fowler is a professor of government at Dartmouth College. She says the close Iowa vote was definitely a boost for the Sanders campaign.
Hillary, who was supposedly a shoo-in for Iowa, barely eked out holding her own. And I think the press has accurately characterized this as, wow, Bernie did a lot better than anybody ever thought he would.
Fowler says Clinton has very strong support among African-American voters, and she says this could be a big advantage when many southern states hold their primaries.
He hasn't had that much time to be down there and to let people check him out. At least right now, Clinton has endorsements of many of the major black political figures in southern communities.
Burlington Representative Chris Pearson is a progressive who has worked for Sanders. He thinks the close race in Iowa, coupled with a win in New Hampshire next week, will totally change the dynamics of this contest.
At that point, the discussion just becomes wildly different around the country. Hillary Clinton is no longer the presumptive nominee. People go, wait a minute, what do people in Iowa and New Hampshire know that I don't know? Who is this Bernie Sanders guy?
Former Governor Madeleine Kunin is a spokesperson for the Clinton campaign in Vermont. She says the serious challenge from Sanders has made Hillary Clinton a stronger candidate.
I think Bernie has strengthened the campaign, has moved her somewhat to the left. I don't think as far left as people think, because she's been a progressive politician for a long time.
Former Governor Howard Dean announced his support for Clinton many months ago, and this week he plans to campaign for her in New Hampshire.
She's by far the most experienced person who's running. She has a great record that I think progressives could like a lot, and I certainly do.
Jeff Weaver is Sanders' campaign manager. He says he's not concerned about winning the, quote, endorsement contest.
You know, when we got into this, Bernie knew that he would not be the candidate of the establishment. And the fact that you have establishment people who are supporting Secretary Clinton is really not that surprising.
Many Clinton supporters were hoping that the race would be over by the beginning of March. Former Governor Kunin is expecting a much longer contest before a clear winner emerges.
Bernie has a lot of strength and a lot of support, but I think it's going to vary from state to state. And I think this is going to be exciting probably till the very end.
And Representative Pearson, who supports Sanders, notes that more than 1 million people have donated to the Sanders campaign. That's the largest number of any presidential candidate. Since the average contribution is roughly $30, Pearson says this means many donors can contribute again.
Bernie is raising incredible amounts of money from small donations, and so he's well positioned to draw this debate out.
The next Democratic debate will take place on Thursday night in New Hampshire. Since former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley has dropped out of the race, this forum will be the first time that Sanders and Clinton have met one-on-one. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.